Welcome back to Encounter. Donna Hearn, your host this afternoon. And wow, if you had a pen next to you in that first segment, you got a lot of places to go and a lot of ideas of what you can do to change the culture of your children. This is a wonderful, positive interview this afternoon with a lot of solutions. But, you know, we're going to go back to that a little bit in a few minutes, Tina Marie, but I want our listeners to hear your story. How did Tina Marie Griffin get to this point, having gone out as a young girl, basically with stars in your eyes, to be an actress in Hollywood?
Oh, man. It all started on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and I knew I didn't want to be a farmer when I grew up, but I didn't want to hurt my dad's feelings. At the same time, he let me spread my wings and fly, and so at the age of 20, I was going to University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, and I took some broadcasting classes, fell in love, and I did a lot of sporting events. So I was a journalism and did a lot of stories for sports and wrote for the college paper and went to a lot of Green Bay Gambler hockey games, football games. I love reporting on the Packers. But I really wanted to have an impact in Hollywood. And when I gave my life to the Lord at 16, at the age of 20, God pretty much just kind of ushered me over to L.A. It was the one spot that intrigued me. I wanted to win celebrities over for the Lord because I knew my friends and I, we were impacted by Madonna and Janet Jackson and Paula Abdul. I'm going way back here, people, but I know your listeners will probably be laughing right now when I list these people off. And I loved the beats of the songs, but I knew the lyrics were not good. And we're talking 20, 30 years ago. And so I had this grand idea to go to L.A., meet these celebrities face-to-face, share with them about the Lord, that they were given a talent to glorify God, but they were using it for the enemy, essentially. And so, sure enough, 20 years old, I headed out west. I did a Miss America pageant shortly after landing there, and my platform was abstinence education. I worked with probably 30, 40 different casting directors over the course of 10 years, working in hundreds of film and TV shows, talking to celebrities firsthand. Was a personal driver for Ray Liotta for the Oscars. I had a great conversation with him. I had a great conversation with Brittany Murphy on Little Black Book when I shot that movie with her. And, of course, she passed away a year or two after that. But all of these celebrities that I met firsthand for a decade told me two major things. Number one, a lot of the celebs did not want to promote the message they were promoting, like the sex and drugs and cutting and suicide and drinking, all the stuff that really leads to a person being seriously injured or possibly dead. And that was my main issue with pop culture, as I saw these behaviors being glamorized, but then you don't see two teens jumping to bed, you know, and having sex in a soap opera, and then the next week someone getting AIDS or getting pregnant at 16. They just didn't show the consequences. And at the same time, I was witnessing and mentoring girls at my local church in L.A. that were suffering with the consequences of what the media was promoting as glamorous. So that bothered me. The other major thing that I saw was that celebrities sheltered their own kids from the very same entertainment that they were promoting to the rest of America's kids. And that bothered me. And so through Miss America, I had a door open to start speaking on these topics, and hence Hollywood Exposed Show was born. I started adding content from the set as I was working in film and TV. I would add content of what I heard from celebrities, quotes that celebrities would tell me, video clips of interviews where celebrities admitted they could care less about their fans, they're in it for the cash. Big eye-opening information that when I share it to the kids, the last 15 years, and parents, their jaws drop, their eyes open, and I tell them, hey, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but this is the truth of what celebrities think of you. This is the truth of how they shelter their own kids and want them to have a great education that has clean content going into their minds. Now you get to choose, and you could never say no one told you, you didn't know. And I'm hoping and praying you choose the truth and the right choice, because when I was a kid, I hated being lied to. And I just can't sit back having four young kids knowing these lies exist, and so many kids are suicidal, depressed, pregnant, have STDs, when the evidence is right there in front of us. And the more kids that see it, I can tell you the tide is turning. When kids see the truth, they get on fire, their eyes are opened, and that's what keeps me doing what I'm doing.
Teenery, you've been out there. You can say I've been there, and of course, these last months, well, actually longer than I would have liked to have heard about this. We have been hearing about all of that horrible stuff out in Hollywood, and of course, it's been expanding, and it's going to the point where we don't know when somebody gives you a hug, is that sexual predatory actions, or is that just a say, hey, I'm your friend and I'm here for you. So people are getting confused as to, you know, what is the proper way to handle all of this. Now, you in your career, as you were out there, you appeared in movies, you appeared on what I call a series of programs that were weekly programs. The difference, what did you see a difference in being in a movie versus being in something that was a series through the year, and you built up a rapport with the people who you were working with? Is there a difference there?
Yes. I mean, I worked on a lot of different shows over and over again through the years, like Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless. I actually worked on set, and right. I would make sure that I was not the person that's dressing half naked. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
But I told my agents out there, I will not do anything where I'm in a bikini, even on a beach. And I was even offered $25,000 for a Miller Lite ad, but I'm like, I can't do a beer ad, dress in a bikini, chugging alcohol, and then a day later doing a school assembly telling them about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. So it's tough to say no to the big dollar signs. And as a 22-year-old, $25,000 was a lot of cash.
Oh, yeah.
But over the years, I did become really good friends with a lot of people. And I loved working on set. As long as it was a clean scene in a movie, I would wear my abstinence shirt on set a lot so it would start conversations. I had a lot of people say, what do you mean abstinence?
Like, wow.
I loved it because it got the conversation going, and people actually came to church with me. There was a couple people from Days of Our Lives that came to church, and one guy became a believer, I believe, over the process. It's just neat to be able to be you in the world but not of it, and I really think more Christians are needed in film and TV, and just to speak truth and love. And Hollywood is probably one of the hardest territories to speak your faith, because I had issues 15 years ago when I was immersed in that culture, being a Christian, with people not agreeing and people telling me I can't vote. I was on a Jane Fonda movie one time, and they had, you could register to vote on set when George W. Bush was running for president. I think it was back in 2004, and they said, everybody here, as long as you're a Democrat, you can totally vote or register to vote here today. And they looked at me and said, except for you, like they're serious. Luckily, I was already registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
They passed out some very graphic pins, I won't even repeat on the air, that were completely a slam if you were a conservative. But it just gave me more fire in my gut to share. They knew who to come to if they had questions. And the funny thing was, at the end of a two-day shoot, there was about 30 of us lined up to go home after our long 14, 16-day shoot. And Catherine Ricker comes over to me and says, to the whole group, and says, we need two of you to come back tomorrow. It's going to be you and you. And they actually pointed to me. I'm like, you want me back when you know that you hate my views? So I became friends with a lot of these people over the years. And God's opened the doors. As long as we share truth and love, he will put us exactly where he wants us to be. And I would rather be called names and go through persecution than to not share what Christ has called me to share, because I'm too scared of what might happen as a result. We end up missing the amazing life God has called for us to do by not being bold and speak truth in love.
You know, Tina Marie, we're about out of time, but I love the fact that your story is a story that Christ comes first, and that you do not fear man, but you fear God. And so therefore, your walk is to be a righteous one and to be a role model and to do the correct thing and to be consistent. We have just a minute or two left. Again, you have an amazing ministry. Quickly tell people where to go and what to look for so they can start equipping their own families and their kids with the right stuff. Because as you are so succinctly said, you go to the grocery store, any place you get, you see children, small children, their heads down punching the buttons. And what is that going to do for them? So tell us where to go.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for what you do to give avenues for people like me to share our heart and our concern for our country. And then I have a quick little last-minute encouraging thing for parents. You go to counterculturemom.com. That's the main website. You can jump on board to my YouTube channel through it, my Facebook. I've got Instagram. I've got Pinterest, anywhere, all over for anybody. LinkedIn, even, if you're a business person on that side. And then also, you want to text Media Guide, no spaces, to the number 44222. You'll be on our newsletter list immediately, and you'll also get our four-page PDF parent media guide, which will walk you through the process of what to do with amazing companies that offer clean movies to video games, even helplines for cutting suicide, depression, all of that. It's all in there. It's the top things I've witnessed over the last 15 years of what parents need to get their hands on. Last but not least, parents, I just want to encourage you, I am not perfect. I'm not perfect at all, but when God calls us, no one's perfect. When God calls us to do something, we have to look at what is the cost if we don't do what God's calling us to do. For me, over the years, even though it's been so hard and I've been persecuted and threatened to be sued and ripped off the internet, I mean, I could tell you horror stories of people that want to stop me from doing this. If we get persecuted, we know we're on the right track and we're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
God uses everybody. We all have a gift. And if I would decide not to speak and not to share because I'm scared to speak up, I'm scared of what might happen as a result, thousands of people would not get this content. And that's the same for you guys that are tuning in today. God's given you a gift. Go out and use it to the utmost ability. He's never going to tell you to do something and not provide the means, the finances, or the open door. And when we do what God's calling us to do, it's not just a benefit to us because we heal from our past hurts or we see life change. It's the millions of people that can be impacted for the Lord, for the kingdom to grow, because we're obedient to what God's called us to do.
Tina,
amazing life to live.
We are out of time, unfortunately. Tina Marie Griffin, again, go to counterculturemom.com. Tina Marie, blessings to you. I am so glad you're out there, and may God just protect you and encourage you.
Thank you, you too. I love you. I'm so glad our paths crossed.
Well, it's been fun, and we will continue that. Donna Hearn for Encounter, Tina Marie Griffin, our guest this afternoon. And again, counterculturemom.com is where to go. Have a good afternoon.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.